Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Logical Soul Talk. My name is Michael Craig, and I'm your host for this weekly talk radio program. It lets me interview some really interesting folks, the ones I consider to be probably among the best, brightest, and most creative people in the world. Now, during this 30-minute program, I'll focus mainly on some of the turning points in their lives, the people who influenced them the most, and decisions they made that brought them to their success. You see, as a chiropractor for many years, I discovered that most people, including myself, have an underlying pattern of what I call hidden decisions that we made as small children or picked up from our parents, teachers, or even our ancestors. And these subconscious decisions form our reality and affect our motivation and our destiny. And consequently, these hidden decisions can either propel us to greatness or lead us to self-sabotage and failure. Now, quite by accident many years ago, I discovered I could access and change these hidden decisions to allow amazing results to happen in my own and other people's lives. And you can get more information on this discovery and natural process, and as well as my books and publications and things going on at www.logicalsoul.com. I also host a monthly meetup group here in the Atlanta area that you can check out on the same website. And I've got a membership course coming up called Branding from the Inside Out, which there'll be more details about that coming. If you just want to sign up for our e-zine, you'll get regular updates on that particular course coming up. So now my guests were selected, I guess basically because I found their lives and their story very interesting. They may be rich, famous, talented, or simply great human beings. All of them, however, possess what I find to be rare in an individual, and that is a passion or determination in what they do. They've made some strong decisions early in their lives that led them to their current successes or achievements. And my goal in interviewing them here is to probe a little bit and discover their pattern of life decisions. This will allow you, as my listeners, to maybe pick up some special nuggets that you can add to your own motivation and nourish your own seed of success. So listen to what they have to say. After about 10 or 15 minutes, I invite you, please call in with your comments and your questions. Our phone number is area code 347-843-4544. That's 347-843-4544. You can also listen to the show on the internet at blogtalkradio.com/logicalsoul. You won't be able to call in from there, but we'd love to have you just tune in and listen to us. Now, the guest on my show tonight is a fellow I've known probably for a few months. His name is Donnie Gamble. He's a member of the same group I am, of internet marketing specialists that meet downtown in Atlanta here. And Donnie is quite an interesting character. He's sort of low-key, and you wouldn't know it to meet him, but he's really an intelligent guy. I mean, not that he doesn't look intelligent, but he's a really intelligent guy. And I found out amazing things. He's a veteran of online marketing. He's been very successful, managed several of his own websites. He's helped hundreds of small businesses market their own websites. He's a graduate of Ohio State University. He's also got a master's degree in internet marketing, from what I understand. I'm going to ask you more questions about that. And Donnie has also been featured on many blog talk radio programs, as well as social media and internet marketing webinars, and apparently has a very strong passion for internet marketing and loves to see businesses achieve or basically get these search rankings or high search rankings for their niche and for their major keywords that they're targeting. He's been on several blog talk radio shows, as I said, and he's got an interesting bio here that's basically said on the first 3 years he made absolutely no money. For about 3 years, he was a track. He went to, let's see, what was it? Well, I'll tell you what, I'm just going to put Donnie on and just talk to him about it. You also worked at McDonald's, Donnie, is that correct?
Yeah, that was actually my first job growing up as a child. At the age of 16, that was my very first job.
Uh-huh. Well, I heard they train very well. I never worked at McDonald's, but I know that the system that they have is very, very powerful and is really a basis for a lot of businesses, so it's a good background.
Yes, definitely with customer service, they actually train you to where putting you in front of the right type of customers, and they know their target audience.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. You said you wanted to be an architect as a child. That's real interesting. My dad was an architect, and I had no desire to be one, even though I helped and worked with him for a while growing up. What prompted you to want to be an architect, and how old were you?
Pretty much, I always had a passion for drawing and art and building different things. So I was originally intended to go to school for architecture, but then I figured out it was a 6 or 7 year program, and then none of the classes actually transferred to the other classes, so I ended up switching my major my freshman year.
Right. Okay, so you changed your major to, I think it was education, wasn't it?
Yes.
At Ohio State University. You got a bachelor's degree in education. You were... Now, in high school, you've got interesting. You say things you want to know about me. I made no money online for 3 years. I went to state in track I went to state in track my junior year in high school. What does that mean? You took track in junior year in high school?
Basically, I ran track, and as a junior, I actually went to the state finals for the 400 and 800 meter races. And then my senior year, I didn't even end up running track. Surprisingly.
So you're good at it, huh?
Yes.
Oh, wow. You used to be real shy, but apparently you were not shy enough to be not elected to president of your class for 2 years in a row in high school. So I guess being shy was a good thing in that school, huh?
Yeah, I was actually pretty popular in high school. I am kind of shy once meeting somebody for the first time, but then after that I open up, and then I'm pretty much good to go after that.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of like I used to be growing up. You wouldn't know now, but I used to be real shy. I'd sort of hang back and sort of, not take the initiative. And I noticed in the meetings, you just sort of, you sort of hang back. You're not really assertive and stuff. And that's real interesting, because usually the smartest people are like that. So I'm glad I had a chance to get to know you, and I'm glad you came on the show. And let's see, there's a couple other things that you had as a child. You were a middle child. You had an older sister and a younger brother. So you didn't have a real girlfriend until college. That's true of me, too. Used to be a certified personal trainer with ISSA.
Yes, that's International Sports and Sciences. I did that for around 2 years. I worked at Valley Total Fitness. I worked at a couple other gyms as well.
Okay, so you've got a perfect background for an internet marketer and entrepreneur, which means it's all over the map. <'Cause> I can relate that, too. I've had so many jobs and so many careers and so many things going on, it's hard to even pin down one of them to say that I was passionate about. But, yeah, it's. I found that's a great background, Donnie. The more experience you have in different fields, the more you begin to find out, you've got a lot of expertise and you've got a lot of interests. Now, when you do internet marketing, how are you approaching your internet marketing thing? Well, let's back up a little bit. I'm getting ahead of myself. How did you first get interested in internet marketing? What was the stimulus there? What prompted you to latch onto that?
It was pretty much started my freshman year in college. I actually was on the internet so much, and I was always had that entrepreneur background. I was thinking like it has to be a certain way that I can make money and profit from being on the internet so much. So I began to venture off and learn about different groups that was internet marketing, like Steven Chia and Mike Dosemi and some of the other experts. And that's when I developed some passion for internet marketing, experimenting with websites, affiliate marketing. Then also I actually worked for two internet startup companies in college, like one being realestateinvestor.com.
Wait a minute. I got a lot Johnny. Of Donnie, hold on a second. You're breaking up a bit. Are you on a cell phone or?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. You're breaking up a little bit here, so I guess I'll just ask you to speak a little slower because some of your words are breaking up somewhat, but go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Yes, I was just stating that I actually work for two internet startup companies. One, the first being realestateinvestor.com, and the second being mukuva.com. And I got a lot of my internet marketing experience working for those companies.
Okay. You work for ARIA, a real estate investor group. Was that here in Georgia or somewhere else?
Actually, it was in Ohio. That's where I'm originally from.
Okay, because I know in Georgia we've got a huge Georgia Internet or Georgia Real Estate Investors Association is very large here.
Okay.
So that's fascinating. So tell me about – so what happened? Did you – when you were working with these groups and you just found that you were interested in doing that type of stuff. Now, when you you have your own websites now. Are you doing mostly affiliate marketing? Do you have your own products? How are you approaching the internet marketing?
Right now, pretty much due to all the new regulations and due to all the new laws, I'm pretty much transitioning to a more scalable business. What I mean by that is a lot of people used to be used to affiliate marketing and doing things in that nature, but I'm going more to a revenue model, like a membership product or a membership course, so scalable on my end. I don't have to worry about different rules and regulations that some of the surgeons and stuff make.
Right. I understand that. As a side note, what are these new trends? You know, those maybe listening may or may not know anything about internet marketing or may be curious as to what we're talking about here. Apparently, the FTC has come up with new requirements that says you just can't say, well, I made $10 million in 5 minutes. You make certain bold claims like that. You have to be able to validate each of these claims, apparently, and I don't know how you would do that. But what are the requirements and how has that altered how we do business online?
It's pretty much just all about being being real, like you're saying, and being just providing valid information. A lot of these marketers, they was pretty much saying unbiased claims that most people can't attend in their whole life. So it's all about just being upfront with people, and you really can't go outside of the guidelines of doing marketing on the internet anymore.
Yeah, I noticed I got so many emails from people I'd never heard from saying I made – $20,000 in 10 minutes, and, then they provide the so-called proof, which is basically a copy of an unknown ClickBank account or something like that. And they cut and paste and stick up there as proof, which, you never really know what's true or not. So, I mean, anybody can create anything. But I guess that's a good law. I don't know, but it's sort of – you really have to approach that cautiously. Have you found video to be a real boon in what you're doing?
Yeah, video is an excellent and powerful strategy just because it's viral. And the more views you get to your video, the higher it increases in the search engines. And it's also good for SEO purposes as well. So video marketing, I think video marketing and social media is probably the top internet marketing trends that's out right now. And I would recommend like newbies getting started creating their first video. And then because the more videos you create, the better you get, obviously. And then social media, just building relationships through adding value to people and not really pitching your business or pitching your idea.
Yeah, I've noticed probably the easiest way to get started, at least what I tell people, in fact, I'm teaching my wife how to do this now, is basically you just go get a WordPress blog, and I've got her a domain name, so we put that up there. But basically it's real simple to set up a WordPress blog, go create your video using what you call it, flip cam. And then, just you press two buttons and you've got yourself a video, and then you just plug it in and you upload it to YouTube and then take that code and then plug it into the blog thing. Of course, this all sounds more complicated than it is. And then within, 10 minutes, you've got yourself a video on a blog and you can start talking about different subjects.
Exactly. And then one thing I wanted to add to that, it's just all about being yourself. Like, if you be yourself, more people are going to be attracted to you as a person. And a lot of people think they can't add value to something or someone. But my opinion of that is everybody is knowledgeable about something. So find out what you're knowledgeable and then share that knowledge, and then you'll be successful online.
God, isn't that the truth? It's like, I found that, I've got this course I'm creating. Actually, I wanted to talk to you about it. It's called Branding from the Inside Out, How to Turn Your Passion into Products and Services that people want to buy, basically. And it has to come from that. It's like the age of video, you can't hide anymore. Used to you'd be able to hide behind text or some sort of, marketing strategy or something like that. Now people are just out there. And so I'm finding out if you don't have a passion for what you do, people pick up on that instantly. And, what I'm finding out is the cream rises to the top, so to speak. So the ones that are really passionate about what they do are actually the ones that are coming out and being able to sell who they really are. Basically, you're selling yourself. And then once people buy you, then pretty much whatever you're selling, they'll latch on to. Have you found that to be your experience?
Yes, for the most part, because I'm the type of person, I'm all about building relationships and adding value. Like, if you go to my blog, it's just all about providing value. I don't charge anybody anything. I don't have any ads on my blog or anything like that. It's all about creating that relationship and getting those people to build that relationship with me, not even speaking to them. And then when I do recommend a product or service, they're more liable to take an action on that product or service. So that's what I think the key is to success online, just adding value through building relationships.
Well, along that lines, if I can just give you a plug here, Donnie, for those that are interested and really want to get some good tips, I just signed up for Donnie's e-zine recently, and everything he sends is just really top quality. If you go to DonnieGamble.com, that's DonnyGamble.com, and sign up for his e-zine and just read his blog posts. It's really incredible. Some of the stuff he sends out is really valuable. And I found that, you know, if I were a newbie, I've been in it a while, but I've noticed a lot of the information I got, I really need to go back and do because I haven't done some of the basics. So it's really helped me to sort of fill in the gaps and really realize, you know, I need to really do a few things that I've ignored for a while. So it was really helpful to me. And whether you're a newbie or whether you've been in internet marketing for some time, DonnieGamble.com is a really great place to go. So I highly recommend it. So thank you, Donnie, for that, because that's really important, and I appreciate what you're putting out there for people. Now, tell me a little bit about Full Sail University. Where is that, and what does it involve?
Basically, it's like a web design and interactive marketing university based in Orlando, Florida, and pretty much I got my degree. I'm actually graduating July 3rd. That's my graduation date. For internet marketing, and what it does, it teaches you about branding online. It teaches you about SEO. It teaches you about the different consumer personas online and other different strategies and tactics. So I think if you're a beginner and you want to make a career out of internet marketing, I would definitely recommend Full Sail University as a first step as on that beginning level.
That's great. Yeah, I take it that you can take the courses online?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's an online university, basically.
Yes, so, but it's an actual in Florida, but I just took the online component of the classes.
Right. Sounds. I mean, I've noticed that internet marketing basically is a college course. I mean, if you're going to do it correctly, you really need to, like I've been doing it for 2 years, and I feel like I'm just basically a freshman, you know. I mean, I've done some things. I've got my blog up. I've got, you know, I've done a lot more than a lot of people. But I still, you know, every day I feel like, God, there's so much. There's so much to learn. It's like a course in advanced calculus or something. It's just like you pick up one piece, and then there's another piece over here that you lost. And things just keep changing so fast. That's what amazes me. By the time you catch up with stuff, you know, by the time I caught up with audio, suddenly it's, you know, video's in. You know?
Yeah, and then just a quick recommendation to your viewers and listeners. One thing, the reason why I didn't make any money, any real money in 3 years, my first 3 years, is because I was everywhere. I was trying to do this. I was trying to do that. So my recommendation to you guys is pretty much just focus on that one thing and master that one thing before you go to the next thing. And that's the way you're going to ultimately be successful online, just because internet marketing, there's a lot to learn, but if you just start off with the basics and start off with the founding principles, you'll be more successful that way instead of trying to dibble and dab out of everything.
Right. Yeah, I've heard that from so many, and it's absolutely true, Donnie, that basically, if you know, we live in an ADD society or ADHD society where everybody's been bombarded with stimulus all over the place, stimuli, and so we tend to get sidetracked easily. And you're absolutely right on that, because I've noticed that when I spend time with a particular subject or particular skill and develop that and just basically tune out all this other stuff, it works. Yep. Now, one thing I had to do, quite frankly, is I had to get off all these lists that I was part of, you know, and I stick with a few ones that I figured that I'm going to be working on. But basically being, you know, everybody's got a mailing list, and it's so tempting to just want to sign up for all of them. And then before you know it, you're just overwhelmed. So as far as your suggestion, they should sign up for yours, and who's else?
Well, my thing is, like, I'm at to the point where I don't really sign up to newsletters anymore just because, like, I already know too much and I don't really need to learn anything else in regards of internet marketing, just because if you know the basics and you know the foundation principles of how everything works, how the search engine works and stuff like that, you really don't need too much else, just because if you keep trying to follow the trends and follow the trends, you're, like I said, you're not going to get anywhere from my point of view. So my whole thing is I just try to focus on what my strong points are, and then my weaknesses, I really don't focus on those too much.
Right. I understand you. What I meant to say was that for listeners out there, I would recommend you go to DonnieGamble.com and sign up for his e-zine, because he's chock full of really practical information you could use to start building your blog or website and you know, do search engine optimization, that type of stuff. But also, in addition to your site, what would you recommend if people were just starting out, Donnie? Where would you recommend they go? Would they just start with you and just take the recommendations based on what you put on the site?
Well, it is two main sites that I will recommend. One is ProBlogger.net, and that's by Darren Rouse. He's very knowledgeable, one of the first bloggers and highly knowledgeable internet marketer. And then the other one is copyblogger.com. That's another solid one. It teaches about copywriting and how to format your headlines, how to format your paragraphs, and also some other great internet marketing tips. So those two blogs will be a great starting point for any newbie.
Okay, so DonnieGamble.com, ProBlogger.net.
Correct.
And copyblogger.com. So
correct.
Check out those websites. For those of you who want to set up blogs and websites, and should get pretty much all the information you need to get started, probably for the first year or so, I would imagine.
Yes, they got, since those blogs are so old, they got a wealth of knowledge and a wealth of information on those sites. So that's pretty much all you would need in regards of learning internet marketing inside and out.
Right. Okay. Let's see. Well, we've covered pretty much everything. I'm just going to give you the floor, Donnie. Is there anything else you want to tell people, like if they're starting to build a business online or if they're, you know, they've got something they really want to do, but they're afraid to go out there and do it because, you know, they have to have this job and they're just afraid to go online. What kind of suggestions would you give them, or what kind of advice would you lead that person into?
Yeah, well, my first suggestion is a lot of people have a hard time with making mistakes and not doing things right on the first time. And the hardest part about anything is starting the thing. I mean, starting, you know what I'm saying? So it's important to actually take the initiative to actually start. And pretty much I would recommend getting your own name, like my name is Donnie Gamble. And just get your own name, register that through, like, GoDaddy or something, and then just start blogging about what you're passionate about. And then through that, just venture on to, like, the social networking sites like Facebook and Twitter, and then just become involved in the community that you're actually passionate or blogging about. And then from there, you're going to start to learn about different strategies and how everything is working through just through experience. Like, that's the best way that I learn, through experience. I don't learn by actually reading and reading and reading and not applying. I just learn by doing stuff, because I know I'm going to make mistakes, and I know I'm going to have errors, so I might as well get the errors out the way and learn from those. So that's what I would recommend for people.
Right. Yeah, it goes back to something Mike Littman, I don't know if you remember him, Mike Littman talked, I heard him say something one time. He says, you don't have to get it right, you just have to get it going. And for me, that was important because I've always been a perfectionist. I always had to get it right, you know, everything just perfect. Until he said another thing, which really made a difference to me. He says that, you know, you're 70% of somebody else's 90%, and which means that you might see all the flaws and the, you know, the imperfections, but somebody else thinks it's close to perfect, and that's really all you need.
Yep.
So getting the product out there, getting your website up, even if it's not perfect, it makes sense, Donnie. It really does. What else would you share with people just getting started?
And then one thing that I did wrong when I first started, like my first 2 years, I wasn't trying to build a mailing list or a list, because your list is your most important asset when starting, because it is your business online. A lot of people don't know that, and a lot of people miss that key component. So I would recommend getting like a autoresponder like AWeber or GetResponse and start building your list and start building that relationship through your list with those people. And through that, then once you build your list, now you can reach out to other people like joint venture partnerships. And then now you have a business model, you know what I'm saying? Because now you have that list and nobody owned that list but you. So that's another recommendation that I would definitely recommend.
Yeah, that's always a good idea. And doing things like what you're doing, going on Blog Talk Radio programs, you get more exposure, you get more people coming to your site, building a list, things like that, which is really, really helpful. Well, thank you, Donnie, so much. I appreciate that. I have a question, though, for you, and that is I have a particular need, and that is what if you have a passion or you have a particular product or a passion, but you don't know what kind of niche it belongs in? Like, you know, I had a particular technique that helps people get in touch with inner blocks and things like that and could release it. But I had the hardest time trying to find out what kind of niche I was in or what I could do for people. And finally, I was able to figure some things out. But what do you suggest to somebody if they've got something, or they've got a particular skill, but they don't really know where it belongs or how it belongs? Maybe it's kind of a general skill somehow, but they really love, I guess I'm being a little vague. I don't know how to explain.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. My first thing, I would go to like more like an article site, like eZine Articles, and then pretty much see what category other people place that that specialty or that niche in, and then go, and then if based upon what you find from there, then you can go about choosing what category that niche is actually under. And also you can use Google, the Google keyword tool as well, and that allows you to find the keywords that people are searching for that actual niche as well. So those two, a combination of those two things, it'll get you the exact category that it needs to be in.
Right. Well, that's a good suggestion about eZine Articles. I hadn't even thought about that. Just go there and find out what other people are categorizing. Also, I think Amazon has got niches or categories that they list as well. So look for similar books in that particular category and find out what people are writing about and what categories they're putting in and finding out keywords they're using. I think Amazon provides all that as well. That's all really good stuff. Well, Donnie, thank you so much for coming on the show. We've got a few minutes, about 3 minutes left. I just wanted to real quickly mention my guest next week. We're going to have Ken Jensen back. Ken is a former Marine. He calls himself the bipolar eradicator. He's basically suffered years and years or decades of bipolar disease, where basically you become manic depressive and you just are really a little bit crazy, according to Ken. And he wrote a book called It Takes Guts to Be Me, and I'm going to have him back on the show next week. Let's see, what's next week? I've got my calendar right here. On June the 15th. June the 15th at 6 o'clock, we'll have Ken Jensen talking a little bit more about his book, It Takes Guts to Be Me, and he's going to give me an update. I don't really know what he's going to be talking about, but apparently he's formed an outreach group, and he's got several people who suffer from bipolar disease, and they're creating sort of a community together. They're really coming out, and he's got a natural way of actually defeating this dreaded disease. So if you've got bipolar, or if you know anybody who's got bipolar, be sure to tune in next week at 6 on blogtalkradio.com/logicalsoul and listen to Ken. And after that, I'll be going into branding from the inside out on the 22nd. I'll be talking about what I mentioned here to Donnie, and I'll be talking about that course. It's putting some points on that and how that came about. And then on the 29th, I'll be talking 9 ways to sabotage your small business. For those who want to sabotage your small business or learn how you're doing it and how to stop. So that's really what's coming up this month in June, and we'd love to have you. So, Donnie, on behalf of everyone listening and myself, I want to thank you for coming on the show. You really got a lot to offer, man, and I appreciate your being willing to share that.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me, Michael.
And hang on after the music, and I'd like to talk with you a little further. For those of you who wanted to call in or didn't get a chance, we're out of time. So you can listen to the podcast after. As I said, go to blogtalkradio.com/logicalsoul and go into the archives, and you can hear the podcast. And these are pretty much every show, every week we have a podcast for. So be sure to check the website and tune in. Also go to my website, logicalsoul.com. I'd love to have you visit. This is Dr. Michael Craig. This is Logical Soul Talk. Thank you for listening. Hey, Donnie, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Michael.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I wanted to mention the promotion you did for your membership site. I think you had mentioned in the last meeting we had that a lot of other marketers were really impressed by what you did. You just want to briefly talk about that and how you got it started and what you did to launch it?
Oh, yeah. Basically, I just launched the online men's lifestyle magazine online, and pretty much I did a lot of different components to actually launch the magazine. I have a lot of Twitter followers. I have a large Facebook fan page presence, and then also I leveraged PR Web to actually send out a press release via distribution to actually get exposure and get the magazine off the ground and launched.
Right. That's something I need to do more of, which is PR Web, do those press releases, because I haven't done it yet. It's funny because I used to do it back in the 70s, back when you actually had to mail them in. I used to do a lot of press releases for stuff I was doing then, but for some reason, now that it's too simple, I don't do it. I don't know why, but I got to start doing that.
Yeah, PR Web is a very powerful strategy that most online marketers, they don't even do the press releases.
Right. Okay, well, listen, I wanted to talk to you about a possible joint venture thing. So I'm going to send you something in the mail, and just take a look at it, if you will, and give me your feedback. I've got this course coming up called Branding from the Inside Out, and I really would like you to look at that and possibly be an instructor if possible. So take a look at it. Let me know what you think.
Okay, not a problem.
Donnie, thanks for joining. And listen, man, I'll be in touch with you soon.
All right, thanks, Michael.
All right, thank you. Take care.
All right, have a great day.